Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the
number 21 in the camp book, 21. I trust we've taken the opportunity this morning just to look into his face. The Lord draws so near to us, and he desires to capture our attention. He wants us to turn our eyes to him. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your desire to reveal yourself to our hearts. Jesus, you are precious. And so, Lord, hide us today and bring us close under your wing. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Unveiled face, behold us in the glass. The glory of the Lord. We're changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I just wanted to share that last night I had asked prayer for one of the campers, and that request had come right during the meeting as being urgent, and that's why I shared it when I did. But it turned out that the boy, they didn't have to take him to the hospital. They were able to calm him down and gave him fluids, diagnosed what was wrong, and we believe God intervened. And prayer changes things. And he was able to sleep in his cabin. And so thank God for his goodness to us. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain help in time of need. We come with confidence that God knows, Father sees. And so I'm thankful. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for Jaden and for bringing him here to camp. And Lord, we pray that nothing would hinder the work that you desire to accomplish in his life. Oh, Jesus, we believe that you are at work and that you have shown yourself to him continue to reveal yourself, Lord, and may he open his heart completely to you. You are able to touch him, body, soul, and spirit. Make him whole, my God. We thank you for your working, and we thank you for your healing touch. We, again, bring those that came forward last night for a touch in their bodies. Lord, we're believing. We're standing together in faith that you will minister, God, your healing virtue. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We've sang the chorus a number of times, yesterday, today, forever, but let's sing that song from our hymn books. Now, I know there are some that are leaving today, and I'd like to just allow for testimony from them. Has the Weldon family left already? They left this morning? Yes. Dear Father, let's just pray for them. Dear Father, we thank you for bringing our brother Brian, Sister Ann to us and their two boys. Thank you, Jesus, that you are working in hearts and drawing people to yourself and establishing and equipping, dear God, and again, making yourself real and precious. And so be with them as they travel. May the presence of God just fill that car. May they sense a real quickening in their spirits to you, dear God, and a fresh awakening, Lord, of the wonder of Christ. And so, Lord, just keep your hand upon this family. I pray that you would answer the prayers our sister Martha has prayed and our brother Jim, dear Father. You will bring an abundant answer. And we commit them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What's the number? I'm sorry. 299. We can stand as we sing. 299. Before we continue, that verse said, heal the sick and lame, cheer the mourner, still the tempest, glory to his name. This morning, they are at the burial for my wife's cousin in Puerto Rico. And we've prayed for them, and I just want to pray for them again this morning. Because I know God is at work, and there are those there that need a touch from the Savior. There are those that know the Lord. Thank God for that. But there are those that know about him who really need to know him. And so, Lord Jesus, as this family is gathering this morning, I pray. I pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that, Jesus, you would put your arms around them. But, Lord, that you would draw them to yourself, that they would truly give themselves in complete surrender to you. Lord, at these times we're reminded of the brevity, the shortness of our earthly life. But, Lord, give them all an eternal perspective, that they would see you and embrace you as Lord and Savior. Again, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would just hover this day. Thank you for what you did for Cousin Larry. Thank you. How you saved him, made yourself real to him, kept him in these days without complaint, looking to you, Jesus. And so what a testimony he has been to us. So I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Verse 2.
He who was the friend of sinners sees the lost one now. Sinner, come and at his foot still penitently bow. He who said, not condemn thee, go and sin no more. Speaks to thee that word of pardon as in days of yore, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. of old, he walked to Emmaus with them to abide. So through all of play he walketh ever near our side. Soon again we shall behold him, hasten, Lord, the day. But 'twill still be this same Jesus as he went away. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never.
By the power of the Holy Ghost within everyone, yes. That we be more like you, yes. And that we believe and have the grace of God to trust you for all that we need. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
for your goodness.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus, glory to you. You never change. Why? Why you never change? Because you're already perfect. Why you need to change? You're so godly, you're so perfect, and the love for us is so deep, so wide. You pull out yourself for us. Why you need to change? Because you are perfect. You are perfect in everything. You don't need to change. It's us need to look into you. Need to look to you. It's only you, Jesus. Only Jesus. It's our only Savior. He's our only hope.
Amen.
He's our everything.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We pray in your name.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. There's a simple chorus I'd like to teach you today. And maybe some of you know it. And it just goes like this. The same today. The same today. Jesus is the same today. The same today. The same today, Jesus is the same today.
The same today, the same today, Jesus is the same today, the same today, the same today. The same today, the same today, Jesus is the same today, the same today,
the same today,
Jesus is the same.
Giveth more grace,
yes,
when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. Pray for our dear sisters that are leaving today. Sister Sue Ann and Sister Mary. Someone pray.
We thank you so much for Sue Ann and for Mary, oh God. Thank you for the many years that you carried them and blessed them. And thank you for their life of service to you. And now, Lord, continue, we pray, to embrace them, to keep them safe and to enable them to meet the needs that arise, oh God. Enable them.
Yes.
Be a refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Oh God, God is. And Lord, do minister of your fullness. Oh God, of your fullness.
Yes.
Grace. Grace. Oh,
amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.